It's Chicon Stories we're following for you on Robinhood Radio. Our forecast, Pat Pagano calling for a sunny, windy day today, high 65 to 70. We'll check the details of that tri-state forecast coming up in just a few moments. A Connecticut State Trooper, Gina Marie Giannani, was not seriously injured, but was cited for causing a crash involving her cruiser and a utility pole over the weekend. She was northbound on Route 63, south of Music Mountain Road on Saturday, when, for unidentified reasons, her car left the road southbound shoulder and struck a pole. The trooper of Torrington was on duty at the time. She was taken by Falls Village Ambulance to Sherrod Hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. She's one of six new troopers assigned to Troop B last year. Was cited for failure to drive right. The road was closed for many, many hours. Well, the Norfolk Board of Finance will take a $8,407,000 budget to a town meeting tonight at 7 o'clock at Bowtell School. With revenues taken into consideration, the adjusted budget is a little over $7.5 million, up $352,000, or about 3% over current spending. The increase would cause the mill rate to jump 0.93 to 27.84. The mill rate represents how much a taxpayer would pay on each $1,000 worth of assessed property value. The budget went to a hearing last week where it received a mild reception. The finance chairman said the increase was typical. Quote, it's inevitable, end quote, he said. Quote, this is the budget worked out with the Board of Selectmen and the Board of Education. We did our normal complaining to Region 7. We get a lot from Region 7, but we're paying for it, end quote. The town's portion of the Region 7 budget, based on the number of students attending the school, is a little over $1.7 million. That's up $103,000. It was election time for the parties this past week in Connecticut. The Democratic Party emerged from its state convention on Saturday behind a most statewide ticket led by Governor Ned Lamont and Lieutenant Governor Susan Bisowitz. Lamont and Bisowitz triumphantly trumpeted a Connecticut comeback that they have led during the 3 years after state voters put them in office. Meanwhile, the state GOP convention staffed Stefanowski to challenge Lamont for governor. Looking to flip Connecticut to red, fired up delegates at the state GOP convention Friday lined up behind Madison businessman Bob Stankowski and state representative Laura Devlin. The endorsement of Stefanowski at Foxwoods Resort Casino sets up an expected rematch against Governor Ned Lamont. Bard historian Susan McKeon will speak on a Russia-Ukraine war in Statsburg, steeped in reality of Ukraine's history and national trauma. Bard College history professor Sean McKenna will bring his analysis of the nation's past and current struggle to St. Margaret's Episcopal Church in Statsburg on Wednesday. He's taught at Bard for 8 years. Will speak on Russia's invasion of Ukraine, roots of a historical tragedy, at 7 p.m. All eight Connecticut counties are now areas of medium or high COVID transmission, according to the U.S. Center for Disease Control and Prevention. As the state's positivity rate continued to climb to more than 11%, the highest transmission rates are reported through the center of the state in New Haven, Hartford, and Middlesex counties. The CDC lists the remaining five counties in medium rates of transmission. The rate hit 11% in Connecticut. The CDC has listed Berkshire County as high for COVID-19 community levels. Both the Boston area and Berkshire County are back in what the Federal Centers for Disease Control and Prevention term high community levels of COVID-19. Under that status, affixed to seven Massachusetts counties late this week, people are advised to wear masks in public places regardless of their vaccination status. Taking a look at some events going on in and around our tri-state region, meeting-wise in Sharon. Today, Sharon Green Committee meets at 4, the Board of Education Enrollment Subcommittee at 5, Inland Wetlands at 6:30, Park and Recreation at 6:30, Sharon Board of Education at 7 p.m. in Salisbury today at 5:30, Pathways Committee at 6:30, Inland Wetlands and Watercourse Commission in North Canaan today at 6 o'clock, a public hearing on a possible moratorium on recreational cannabis establishments at 7 o'clock, the Planning and Zoning. In Falls Village, the Board of Finance has their regular meeting at 6:30 tonight. The Board of Selectmen, their regular meeting at 7. In Cornwall tonight, Park and Rec has their meeting via Zoom at 6:30. In Kent today, Park and Recreational Special Meeting happens this afternoon at 1. Historic District Commission regular meeting happens at 5, and the P&Z special meeting at 5:30. Village of Millerton will be holding a workshop meeting. That is happening tomorrow at 6 p.m. at the Village Hall on North Elm Avenue. And in Sheffield today, the annual town election at Senior Center happens from 9 a.m. till 7 p.m. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken. At the Morgan's Grill, you'll find a tapas menu and specials every night. InterlakenInn.com. You'll also find them on Facebook and Instagram. And by Salisbury Bank, SalisburyBank.com. Dow Jones Industrial Average starts off today at 32,899.37. The NASDAQ at 12,144.66. And the S&P 500 at 4123.34. We'll take a look at that tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.